Hermes, I admired your technique of rehearsing, in general rehearsal. It was a complete pleasure to...
Thank you very much.
...to follow. Can you tell us where comes your knowledge of conducting, if you ever played in an orchestra? Because I know just about the...
The quartet. Well, when I was young, I played a lot of orchestra. I started already when I was 14 in the Austrian National Youth Orchestra. And then during my study time, I played as a substitute in quite some orchestras. So I did a couple of years of regular orchestra playing. And then after doing mainly concerts all over the world with the string quartet, I started to coach youth orchestras. First I coached the string section, and then I also started to conduct them. And so by and by my conducting got more and
so
more.
I entered and everybody was so focused and you didn't tell a word between parts. And I thought, oh, is somebody filming or what? And then after you finished, you start to fix the neuralgic points.
And yes.
Well, it's normal, but sometimes even I'm not here at the time at the general rehearsal, but sometimes they have to stop and speak about in the very moment. Can you tell us about the program? How did you choose and why?
The program consists of three pieces that have been dear to me for as long as I can think, actually. I actually wanted... This was my request. I wanted to do the Brahms. And then director Prelipjan suggested Schubert Unfinished and an overture by Mozart. And then I proposed Magic Flute Overture. And so the program, I think, is a very nice one. It's substantial, very substantial, because so much... it's consistent, but also very substantial because so much deep emotion and deep mind work is involved. But I like it very much.
It's not about scintillating.
Something light and funny. It's very sincere.
And how was your week here working with the orchestra?
We did every morning a very concentrated work. And
what did you tell them at the beginning in order to have them? I think it's just attitude. It's
probably.
Yes.
Probably. I think it's what I always try to do is that I come very well prepared. So that does not mean that I do not do any mistakes, but that I really know the music, that I really know what I want to hear. And this probably communicates. And then they, if I ask something to repeat, to improve, to change, then maybe they are not always happy, but at least they follow.
That's perfect.
And I know, because last year we had also a very nice concert, I know that in the end, when the concert also goes well, they enjoy very much.
Of course,
rehearsing and improving things is not always fun, but this is not fun for it. It's work. It's work. But it's about the result.
I think they enjoy every moment.
Hopefully. That is the best for me, because I try to enjoy.
Just a short notice about the delightful concert of Giocoso Quartet. Which was here with such a program, Czernik.
And the Mendelssohn and also the Mozart. And I listened to them, of course, before very often, and I knew that they are good. They are very good
and
now.
And they told us about the competitions they're following.
Yeah.
And the bass was quite a surprise for us. Very nice cellist.
Very good. We are very happy that this has finally worked out now in this hopefully final combination for the quartet. And I'm sure that they have made a big step again, and they are very good.
Do you have a top of your quartets?
Well, there are quartets, of course, I have been working with for quite many years, who have already a real international career. There are names such as Metaphor from Finland or Apollon Musachet from the Polish, but they now live in Germany. Minetti Quartet from Austria, Saide Quartet from France, and there are still a couple of others. Then from Bratislava, there is a quartet, Mucha Quartet, who also won two competitions in this year, actually. So, and we try that Chukotu gets into this club.
Finally, about your events this period, what other concerts or
Well, my next there are many things coming up. Yes, so in December, apart from teaching and work at the university, which takes quite some time, in my case, I will have a couple of concerts with my quartet and a CD recording in England before Christmas. And in February, I have another conducting project in Finland that time. It will be a Mozart Mendelssohn program. Very nice, Mozart and Mendelssohn symphonies and violin concerto. Then I'm on the jury of the Haydn competition, which is actually an event organized by my institute. Then in March there are also concerts coming up with the quartet again, and Spohr Concerto for String Quartet with Orchestra in Musikverein in Vienna in March.
Oh,
yeah.
Spohr.
Yeah, yes. There's this Concerto for String Quartet and Orchestra, and we are going to do that in March in Musikverein. So, yeah, and then projects coming. I go to Japan again also in May for conducting Kobe. There is an orchestra I go every year. So many, many things and many students and many activities, preparing, of course, the big Summer Academy Festival.
Prague, Wien, Budapest.
It used to be Prague, Wien, Budapest. Now it's called just Summer Academy of the University of Music and Performing Arts.
Do you know, apart from letters in Romanian, do you know other numbers? And
well, not really much. Yes. I think I can say quite well Mulțumesc. and Buonasera and Fortebin, but not so much.